Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian, and it is Thursday here on this show, and you know what that means? Well, it means we got big business to talk about. AEW Big Business was last night, and shockingly, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, it was the debut of Mercedes Moné. Yes! She is All Elite. And she made her debut, and she's going to be on the show next week. She was in the opening segment and the main event segment. And it's going to be very interesting to see the quarter hours here today, because yesterday I argued vehemently, not to put her in the opening segment of the show, because as we have learned from watching The Rock, if you put the big surprise at the beginning of the show, well, when the deal's over, they leave. The segment of the audience leaves. And when you put Rock at the end of the show, you do a gigantic number because people wait till the end of the show. So I thought, well, you should put her at the end of the show. Well, she was at the end of the show, but we will find out via the quarter hours if they made that clear enough in the opening segment. Because if the show does very well and the last segment does well, people got the clue. And if it didn't, they didn't get the clue that she was going to be coming back there at the end. But we got to talk about that. Got to talk about Mark Coleman, who is a hero. He saved his family from a burning house. And for those that heard the show yesterday, he is doing better. So that's good news. Talk about Jackie Crockett passing away. Minneapolis submitting a bid for WrestleMania. NXT numbers. The full AEW Dynamite television report. Stardom, CMLL, and Forbidden Door, and plenty more. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. Brian at WrestlingObserver.com, F4WOnline at gmail.com, F4WOnline on Threads, Instagram, and Cameo, at Brian Alvarez on X. Got all those? Back in a moment, Observer Live.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? And now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Man, the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We'll talk about Mercedes here in a moment. But first, we got to talk about this story. Mark Coleman says he is the happiest man in the world. 59-year-old has been hospitalized since saving his parents from a house fire early Tuesday morning, Fremont, Ohio. Coleman was visiting his parents. By the way, how lucky was that? He was visiting his parents when his dog, Hammer, woke him up around 4 a.m., alerting him to the fire. After getting his elderly parents to safety, Coleman re-entered the burning building to rescue Hammer, who unfortunately did not survive. So his dog, he wasn't even going to be staying there. So apparently there was like a fire in the kitchen. And had he not stayed over, I mean, this would have just likely been a tragedy. But he stayed over. His dog woke him up at 4 a.m. I believe he got his father out of the house. He went back in. He got his mother out of the house. He went back in to get his dog, but he couldn't get the dog. And then he had suffered so much smoke inhalation that he collapsed. And he was covered in soot in his lungs, and airlifted to the hospital, intubated, sedated, and it was, I don't think there was ever a period where they thought he wasn't going to make it. Even the first report I got was that it's really, really bad, but he probably can pull through this. And on Thursday, he woke up. He said, "I'm the happiest man in the world. Swear to God, I'm so lucky. Can't believe my parents are alive. Had to make a decision because I got out of my room and went to the door, and it was already horrible. Couldn't breathe. I almost had to go outside, and I went back in and got him. I can't believe it. I got them, but I couldn't find Hammer." So there's a GoFundMe if you want to check that out. It's on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com, the link. Probably all over the internet as well. I think they're like $70,000 already. And I think this thing went up this morning. But yeah, it looks like he's going to be all right. The roof of the home collapsed shortly after they arrived on the scene. And what a hero, dude. Holy smokes. Mark Coleman, one of the toughest guys ever in MMA. And now he saved his family from a burning house. So, what a guy.
Unbelievable human being. Unbelievably tough human being. You can't tell the history of mixed martial arts without Mark Coleman. An incredible career and just an incredible story and an incredible tragedy that was spared by that chance that he happened to be staying there. So, unbelievable, and all the best to Mark Coleman.
So, yes, we did have the debut yesterday of Mercedes Moné. And as I talked about in the opening segment, I'm intrigued by the quarter hours for this show. It's one day. You know, we'll see how things go long term. But the interesting thing is they brought her out at the very beginning of the show. And the question is, she did her whole promo. We'll get to that in a moment. And at the end, she said, I can't wait to tear it up with every single one of you. We'll start with the main event tonight, Riho versus Willow Nightingale. Willow, you and I have a lot of unfinished business, but right now, at Big Business, I'm all elite. And they played her music, and she danced, and she left. And I thought, is she coming back or what? Like, they didn't announce it. So the question is, you know, how many fans thought she was coming back at the end? If they thought she was coming back at the end, which she did, I think this show's going to do a very, very good number. If they didn't get the hint that she was coming back at the end, I do expect it to be a very big first quarter and then fall back to normal levels throughout the rest of the show. So we shall see. But she is Mercedes Moné. Her gimmick is she is the CEO, which Tony is allowing her to be called the CEO.
You already hate that, don't you?
I don't actually. You know what? I don't mind CEO at all. But you know what I do not like?
What?
I hate this theme. I just.
Do you like it more than the last one?
That had what the was
criss-cross,
the last one?
It had the crisscross sample.
That one was that. Weird too. But I like. I mean, this one. It's like she's got this new song, which is really funny because when you listen to it, it actually sounds like the beginning of Gunther's theme, and then all of a sudden it breaks into Chance. Of CEO. Like, they put Chance in the theme. And I don't know, man. I don't know. Just seems like it's going to get grading real quick. But, I mean, everything else, it was a good debut. Place went nuts for her. Came out. Did a promo. Talked about her history. Talked about her dream of becoming the best wrestler, the best women's wrestler of all time. Dropping out of school at 13. Chaotic wrestling at 18 and 90 pounds. And she wants to make magic here in AEW. And it does appear... Actually, I shouldn't say that, but... I mean, she's going to do something with Willow at some point. She's getting her win back at some point. She was never supposed to lose to Willow for the New Japan women's title, but she got hurt and put her over. And so, presumably, at some point, she will beat Willow. I don't know if it's imminent. I mean, you could have Willow win a title from somebody, and then she ends up beating her at some point down the road. I think her first feud should be like a big name. And, you know, at the end of her promo, she didn't quite do it, but she started it. She was going to go, see? And then she went, E-O or whatever. But the crowd chanted along. It was exactly like Britt Baker's DMD. And so I don't know if that was on purpose or not, but I know that Britt was not at the show. She was not in the building. I don't know what they're going to do with her, but that seems like a natural feud. So it looks like probably at some point Britt, probably at some point Willow, but I guess we'll know more next week because she will be in the building. But what did you think of this debut?
You know, yesterday I was going to bring up, you could debut her at the beginning of the show, but you're going to have to come back to her at a couple of times during the show, which they did not do. Now, it should have probably been enough of a whistle to all the AEW fans that, okay, instead of the world title match, Riho and Willow is closing the show. That probably should have been a sign to people that, yeah, almost said Sasha, Mercedes. Well,
it shouldn't. It certainly should be a clue.
It should be, but what they also probably could have done, maybe helped a little bit, is also insert her into seeing somebody backstage or having one of those things. And I know it's a very WWE thing to do, but probably wouldn't have been the worst idea in the world. Regardless, I'm with you when it comes to the Britt Baker deal. At some point, we're going to have Jamie Hayter come back. Hopefully, at some point here in 2024, it's got to happen sooner or later. So you have a feud that could possibly happen there as well, too. But if it's not going to be Toni Storm, and it does not look like it's going to be the case with Deonna Purrazzo continuing to go after her, to me, Britt Baker coming back, look, Adam Cole's a heel. She comes back upset with the treatment that this person's got walking in and all these other women have got walking in the door, turn her heel. To me, that's the perfect first feud.
Well, you know, I got to say that if you're going to bring back Britt Baker, Like, I think she does. She's better as a heel. Okay.
Absolutely.
But man, I watch this show, and how many heels do we need, brother? Well, we got a lot of heels in AEW. And thankfully, they've at least turned Swerve, and now we've got Will Ospreay, although he's still with a heel group. I mean, they'll have to figure out that story.
Well, so technically, so was Swerve, although we saw Toa Leona.
No, Swerve's definitely turned. Last week was Swerve's turn.
No, but here's the thing.
Well, he is with a heel group, yes.
Bishop, yeah, exactly. And Bishop Khan and Toa Leona kind of came out on their own with their new gear on. So maybe that's a sign that they're going to be distancing them and Brian Cage officially away from Swerve and from Nana, and they should, and it's going to be something they'll need to actually take care of on the ROH broadcast as well as AEW.
All right, we'll talk more about that AEW show here in a little while, but a couple of other news notes here and after the break. And again, if you want to text us, what did you think? 425-780-7566 is the phone number, 425-780-7566. And hey, I want to make sure before the break, I lay down some big-time praise of AEW, because next week, Dynamite in Toronto, we already have 5 matches for the show. Thank you. Next week, it's the I Quit match, Christian versus Adam Copeland. Something we'll get to here in a moment. Eddie Kingston versus Okada for the Continental title. Mercedes will be there to do an interview. Deonna Purrazzo and a mystery partner versus Toni Storm and Mariah May. And Chris Jericho versus... 5 matches already announced for next week. So if you're in Toronto and you're waffling, brother, you know it's going to be on the show. You got no excuse now. Go buy some tickets. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, you ever heard of a compliment sandwich?
Yeah.
Well, I liked a lot of stuff on AEW last night, but there was one thing on that show that my brain is melting.
Yeah?
It's melting, okay?
Lion Hook?
No.
Oh.
I'm fine with that. So, Okada debuts last week. He's a heel. Which, by the way, if you want the bun part of this compliment sandwich, golly, I love this guy as a heel.
Yeah,
he's the best.
Great.
If I had to choose the Young Bucks and Okada's babyface or heels, heels 9 days out of the week. And there's only 7 days. Last I checked.
25-8.
Things might have changed with daylight savings time. But anyway, so he debuts and, you know, beats down Eddie Kingston and everything. And when the show's over, it's like, all right, golly gee, at the pay-per-view, Okada and Eddie Kingston for the Continental Crown. And you know, Okada probably should win. Come to the Continental, whatever they call it.
Continental Crown.
Sure. So so they do a six-man this week. I'm like, golly, man, what a match. You know, all these great guys, Return of Pac.
You tell us a man with two young kids saying golly so much.
Well, if I gave this rant tonight on the Brian Avini show, there'd be a lot of other words. But anyway, they do this match, great match, a lot of fun. And Okada hits the Rainmaker on Eddie and pins him. And of course, my first thought is, okay, this is the exact same thing they did with Bryan Danielson. Danielson pinned him in a match, set up a match at the pay-per-view. Whatever. I don't care. I'm not mad about that. But then, they announce that it is not Eddie Kingston and Okada for the Continental Crown at the pay-per-view. They announce it is Eddie versus Okada only for the Continental belt next Wednesday. And I was like, okay, hold on a second. Where do you even begin? First off, why do we need this match next Wednesday when we already have Adam Copeland versus Christian in their big blow-off match for the title in Toronto? Listen, yes, you should of course have a full lineup for the show. People may want to see other people. But brother, that's what you need for next week's show. That's all you need for the show. You have, not their actual AEW names, but it's Edge and Christian for the title, okay? You don't need anything else for next week. But you know what? You got a show the week after. You could do it there, but anyway, whatever. They're doing the match next week. So, now, it's only for the Continental belt, not the Continental Crown. It's for one of the three belts, okay? Now, there's only three finishes possible, okay? Finish number one is you do a disqualification or something and no title changes hands, which I don't think anybody's going to be happy with. But actually, honestly, if somebody else booked this match and I had to come up with a finish, that's what I'd come up with, okay? Even though it's the worst, I don't want to see, but like that's the best possible finish in this scenario. Your other finish is Eddie Kingston beats Okada in Okada's first singles match. I would not do this. I think that's ridiculous. And then the third possibility is that Okada beats Eddie and wins one of the belts, which would mean that you did a Continental Classic tournament, which was a great tournament. And the whole point of that tournament was to unify these three belts into a continental crown. And after going through this great tournament, unifying the titles, and creating a continental crown, 3 months later, you're going to split it up. Why would you do this?
Is that what the tournament was for, Brian?
Yes.
Really? There was no half Eddie Kingston gold watch Royal
Road.
Well,
of course it was that, but it was to create a continental crown.
Brian Danielson can't wrestle in next year's G1, so we created a little G1 we can do every year.
Dude, that's all backstage reasons. As a fan, the reason for that tournament was to create a three-belt continental crown. And after investing in the tournament, we're just going to go split it up 3 months later?
Look,
I forgot when that happened to the All Japan Triple Crown.
It was
when they unified
them
and split them up 3 months later?
Well, I mean, what is Okada going to do walking around? Do you think he's going to be walking around with the NJPW Strong title over his shoulder? Not a chance in hell.
Why not? Who cares? Who
cares?
Because
you're talking about take the backstage out of it that you're getting paid to do a job, and if they pay you enough, I'd walk around with the Strong title too, but we're talking about on TV, this guy just came over, IWGP World Heavyweight Champion, the guy that everybody wanted to be for the last 10 years, and now he's going to revert to being, I mean, why doesn't he just be, is there
he's not reverting back to being
up?
A strong champion. He's becoming a triple crown champion with unified belts.
But Brian, here's the thing.
But now you know what, Mike?
Belts.
Now we have another belt.
No, but
because they're splitting it off from the cut. How many belts do we need?
But we have that belt. Here's the thing. The ROH title should not be on TV, on AEW TV, and they need a champion. Okay, put it back there. I don't think any strong title should exist at all, but they continue to push them because I guess for touring in the US and the UK, they want to have those titles. Okay, fine. Let it jettison back to where it was. Do I think you need a continental title? No. Would I like to see that title at some point? Maybe, you know, merge with the international title? I think that would be great. There are absolutely too many titles. I see what you're saying.
And they're about to be another one.
But
we're about to have
it.
Another one.
But Eddie Kingston has defended the Continental Crown anyway. So who cares? If the ROH title and the New Japan Strong title go away from AEW, I don't think that this is an issue. Although it is interesting booking.
Well, nothing is an issue, but I don't know why they bother doing this tournament if they're just going to just get all the belts out. Three more belts now. Three more belts. All right. Well, someone's going to win the Ring of Honor title next, and now we'll have another belt.
But they need the Ring of Honor champion on TV, though, don't they? I mean, Bennett and Taven are walking around with the ROH titles, and the six-man tag team titles have been on AEW television for how long? For what reason? I mean, to me, it is. They have a superfluous amount of belts on TV. The ROH titles would be fine in the realm of ROH, and that's it. Same thing with the New Japan Strong titles, period. Now, take this Continental Crown and merge it with the international title and be done with it.
So, but then we're going to defend the belts one at a time again afterwards?
No.
Oh, well.
What, the ROH title and the Strong title?
I guess. Apparently, those are going to go to two other people at some point. And then we'll just have eight belts, eight singles belts in AEW, I think is what the number would be. Right? Eight? Because we've got five now.
You're being intentionally obtuse.
No, I'm not. We've got a world title, a TNT title, an international title, a continental crown. Now we'll have a continental crown and we'll have a dual crown. And then we'll have the other continental title. And we have six right now. After Wednesday, we will have six singles belts floating around in AEW. Six.
In the universe, yes.
Six.
So close the universe when it comes to Ring of Honor. I guess with Taven and Bennett, they can go back and forth because I would want them to work with my young teams like the Infantry and guys like that. But the reality is we should never see those belts in AEW. And until it comes time for Forbidden Door, we should never see the Strong titles.
I know, but here's the problem, Mike. What you're arguing is what they should do. What I'm arguing is what they are going to do.
Also what they should do.
But what they're going to do. What I'm arguing is what they're going to do. We don't need six singles titles as of Wednesday. We do not.
You know, honestly, what do we need an FTW title for? What do we need a TNT title for? What do we need an international title for? Like, take all of these belts and merge them together. Maybe that could be next year's Continental Classic, and you can call it the quad title.
This person is saying what they might do. So what are you saying they're going to do? Like, they're going to do a draw? Okada's first singles match on TV is just going to be a draw That's what they're going to do? Okay, whatever. I'll wait till next week.
Do we have brackets for the tag team tournament, by the way?
Well, this is a mystery because, well, you know.
Speaking of things that piss me off, here we go.
For sure we're going to get the brackets on Rampage, okay? But I could have sworn they said they were going to have a bracketology tonight. Wouldn't bracketology be giving you the brackets? What else are you going to do on bracketology than give the brackets? Isn't that not tonight?
It's kind of ridiculous, though. You know, you want people to, like, fill it out. You want it to become a social media thing, like what happens in, like, the NCAA tournament. That's what this whole thing is about, March Madness, right? Like, usually you give people more than 24 hours from the time the tournament begins to actually, you know, have some fun with this thing and see who they think is going to win.
Oh, I see. Bracketology is what they're doing on Rampage. They're calling it bracketology. So, yes,
so they can start the thing on Collision.
Yeah, the tournament starts on Collision. They announced that last week. We will have the brackets on Rampage tomorrow. We have more news and we'll get back to AEW. City of Minneapolis submitted its bid for next year's WrestleMania.
They want this.
The Pro Wrestling Torches bid.
A Keller bid?
Yeah. They reported Wednesday. Submitted its pitch to hold Mania 41 at U.S. Bank Stadium. The Star Tribune said the process was, quote, very competitive. We are hopeful. I hope we get it, said Wendy Blackshaw, the president of Minnesota Sports and Events. It would be amazing, she said. Last year, CBS Minneapolis reported the city was among the finalists for this year's or next year's event. It would be the first time WrestleMania would be held in that city. And WWE has yet to confirm details for Mania 41. So Minneapolis is what's looking like next year. We shall see. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Now, during Staples' print big sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print, print, print at Staples, you save, save, save. But if you print, 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 print at Staples, you save, 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 save. See how that works? Staples print big sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 4/6. Visit staples.com/print for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
You know, I was watching WWF Wrestling Challenge from 1986.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they got a segment called Wrestler Rebuttal on the show. And I would like to do the rebuttal here from the AEW Mecca that we've got going on here in the chat. We had a TNA Mecca thread on the board where no matter what they did, it was defended. So I want the explanation for this, okay? I'm sure someone's got a great explanation. So this Continental title match next week, okay? They announced it is under Continental rules. Okay?
Yes.
Mike, what are Continental rules?
Nobody can interfere.
Okay. Nobody can interfere.
No, sir.
Okay.
That's what they say.
All right. Did I miss the rule where you're allowed to interfere in a normal match? You're not allowed to interfere in a normal match either.
Yeah, well, you're supposed
to. But Continental rules are there's no outside interference. There's no outside interference allowed in any matches, okay? How is this different? Lenny, I know you must have an answer. How is the rule no outside interference?
Oh, come on.
How is that different from no outside interference? How is that different?
I know. But Brian, when it comes to the AEW rulebook, it is a choose your own adventure, depending on who is refereeing, what match is going on, who is in the ring. I mean, look at last night.
This person says, hold on, would the title change hands if there's... They've never said that. They've never said that. They've just said no outside interference.
Now, what bothers you more as a wrestler, a former wrestler, and as a critic of this stuff? Does that bother you more than Chris Jericho and Hook being in the ring at the same time and guys getting choked out and Aubrey's checking on the guy being choked out and then the guy leaves the ring and it's like, none of this would be legal. None of this is technically legal that's going on right now.
They're guaranteeing no outside interference. Well, why don't you do that for all matches if you're not allowed to interfere? That's what the referee is for. That's why there's DQs.
Did they do that for the first match? Because there was no interference during the Wardlow and Samoa Joe match. Did I miss an announcement where they said there would be no outside interference in that match? I don't know.
Continental rules don't even allow for seconds. No one is allowed at ringside. Really?
Yeah.
Is that so?
They might steal one of the belts. Hmm.
Anyway. Okay. Let's talk about more from this show. Because there was a lot of good stuff on this show. I liked it overall. Except for that Continental Classic thing. So we had Samoa Joe and Wardlow. Dave didn't like this match very much. I thought this was a good match.
It's all right.
Samoa Joe's a total babyface. Wardlow is now starting to do more longer matches, which is what he needs to be doing.
That's exactly why that match was good last night.
This finish was so great. Mm-hmm. Because Joe always does the choke. But he's like a big dude. Well, Hook always does the red rum, and he's a small dude. So whenever Hook goes for the red rum, he leaps on somebody's back and he applies the hold. Well, Wardlow's a big dude. And so Wardlow goes for a power bomb, but Joe avoids it. And Samoa Joe leaped onto Wardlow's back and put on the choke, and Wardlow went out. That finish was awesome. Beat him clean in the middle of the ring. And then they had to pull apart with Swerve and Samoa Joe. We have gone from a match where both of these two were going to be heels, where now Swerve has turned babyface, and Joe has never, like, turned, but he's a total babyface. He was a total babyface in this match. We now have a babyface main event for the title. coming up at the pay-per-view.
Now, even more important than that, because those guys are going to be fine, now what with Wardlow? It's very important if you want this guy to be something, and they do. That's why he went in the length of time that he did with Samoa Joe. You know, was it a perfect match? No, but my God, how often is he wrestling, let alone in there with somebody at Joe's level? So hopefully they have a good plan for him that doesn't just consist of standing there next to Adam Cole as he sits in a wheelchair cutting promos.
Then we had Samoa Joe, or then we had the Elite interview with Nick Jackson's my favorite character on this show. His angry. Marvez asks, he says, Okada, you know, why did you affiliate with the Elite? And Nick jumps in and he says, have some respect. Call him by his full ass name. The Rainmaker, Kazuchika Okada. I died. And then Matt says, we helped this guy. Lowest of the lows. We helped each other out. I could give you, he says, 14 million other reasons that he joined us. Because Tokyo Sports did an article which claimed that AEW had paid Okada $14 million.
I love that story.
Did Dr. Evil write that story? It's ridiculous.
Barry Bloom did.
Anyway, he says, so Okada's doing this promo. He goes, we're coming for you, Penta, Pac, and Eddie. Anyway, he says, which made me laugh. Anyway, say happy birthday to Matthew. It was Matt's birthday yesterday. So Alex says happy birthday, and then Okada says no. Sing it! And Alex has to sing happy birthday. This segment was the greatest. Loved it. Then we had
best work Marvez has done since the old Wrestling Observer site.
We had the six-man we talked about. We had the Will Ospreay promo. God, this guy. You know, I said last night, as did Dave, I cannot believe WWE missed on this guy. And everybody had 85 million reasons about how there was no way WWE could give him the schedule, allow it. I'm like, dude, yes, they could, but they didn't. Don't act like. I love how when we're making certain arguments, you know, some of the arguments, WWE is like this global, you know, phenomenon with unlimited cash and they can do whatever. And then sometimes the argument is, oh, they just couldn't afford that. Like, trust me, they could pay him more than AEW if they wanted. They could give him the same schedule if they wanted, and they could allow him to live in England if they wanted. They didn't want to, but they could have. Let's not pretend this is an impossibility. It's ridiculous. And they should feel stupid for not getting him. If I were WWE, I would feel stupid for not getting him. But I'm not WWE. Thus, really? I don't feel stupid.
I think they're okay. I think they're
they are fine. But God, this guy is like, oh, well, you know, he's a great worker, but not sure if this guy can cut a promo.
Who said that?
Not sure about his charisma.
Well, look, his promo. Look, to be honest, you could question his promo ability because
I can't.
Like, look, yeah, you can't now, but look at his promos, how they've been for the most part, and guys coming over where you actually have to drop some of the obscenities and things like that. Like, that's the only thing we really didn't know about him. Would he be able to cut a promo translating to the American audience? Certainly doesn't look like there's an issue with that whatsoever. I don't think charisma or physical ability was ever in doubt when it came to Will Ospreay. I guess it was for them, but certainly didn't seem like for anybody else.
If they put the rocket on this guy, he would be the biggest star in this company by miles. Miles and miles. His promo was incredible. He's got charisma out the ears. The place goes absolutely haywire for this guy. His work is at another level. It's just like, God, what a dude. What
you
a signing.
Like what a bruv, huh?
What a
like
bruv.
The bruv.
Don't get me started, because then I'll be stuck on that one for a long time.
What's a better champ, bruv or CEO?
Cheeky slag. Don't get me started on that one either.
You're taking the piss, Brian.
Darby Allin and Jay White. Darby is out of his mind.
Yeah.
Out of his mind. They had a good match. Darby killed himself. And then Jay White pinned him with a sling blade. And then this was the other thing on the show that was just like, all right. So they go to beat him up. And out comes the rest of the Bang Bang Scissor Gang. And they tell Jay not to do it. And they start to help Darby to the back. And Jay then just takes a chair and beans Mr. Ass, and like, it's done. It's like, so I sat around for months as you guys put together Bang Bang Scissor Gang, did nothing, absolutely nothing, nothing. And this was the end of it. They just turned on Billy Gunn, and we are right back where we started. We just have lost like 4 months of everybody's careers. That's what happened here.
Well, lost 4 months, but gained two sets of six-man tag team titles.
Wow. Cool. All right.
I think we got a better use for Jay White here now that we got Ospreay and Okada.
You don't say. We have a better use than when he was doing absolutely nothing.
Now would be the time, folks. Now would be the time.
And we had Jericho and Hook meeting the Mogul Embassy. And then they did a promo later, which was really weird, okay? Jericho says, you know, you are a future champion, but I need to know what it's like to stand across the ring from you. And so I'm challenging you to a match next week in Canada. They're doing one-on-one next week in Canada. But, like, we're supposed to get the brackets for this tournament Friday.
They ain't in it.
They have to be in it.
Why?
Why would they be put together and having tag match wins and then not be in the tag tournament? So I'll bet you, Mike, $50 if you want to take the bet that they're in this tournament. You want to take the bet?
I'll take the bet.
All right, $50.
All right.
All right.
Because here's why. I think maybe we see, look, for Hook's sake, Hook should choke out Chris Jericho. You can do some sort of weird thing that led to the finish that allowed Hook to get that choke, but I think if you're going to do something, we talked about this with Brian Danielson, that would be a big thing. Jericho not only getting choked out by Hook, getting choked out by Taz's son in Canada, that actually is, it would be really something in a feather in Hook's cap. Plus, then if you're going to keep this goofy FTW title around, again, maybe you can do more with it that way. They're not needed in this tag tournament. I mean, let's be honest. And if they are in the tag tournament, to me, it still screams, unless they're going to win it, that it's going to lead to an angle with somebody or with themselves later on. It just doesn't make any sense when you have so many teams.
And then we had Kyle O'Reilly promo, which, man, I saw this and I don't trust this bloke one bit. Not one bit. He's turning heel on Saturday. That's my prediction. And then the main event was Riho and Willow Nightingale. This was the best AEW women's match in a while. Had the best heat of any AEW women's match in a while. This is awesome chance. I mean, you know the key to this match is? This is a mind-blowing revelation here. Riho always gets over. And Willow always gets over. So if you put them together, it gets over. Yes. So anyway, they had a very good main event. Willow pinned her with the doctor bomb. And then the lights went out. They come back on and Julia is staring down Willow. But then Sky Blue jumps her. Fans start chanting CEO. And so Mercedes, the music hits. Run down to the ring. Quick brawl. Mercedes hits her. I don't like her new finish either. Have I mentioned that? Hits her new finish on Julia, which thankfully this time Julia took it great. They did that. It was the Kyrie match at the Tokyo Dome. Oh my God!
Oh, that was yeah.
That was a disaster. But then Willow raised Mercedes' hand, left the ring so Mercedes could dance. Show went off the air, and it was a good show. And I hope they keep this momentum going, which they should next Wednesday. Next Wednesday should be easy. Toronto. They've already got like 5,000 tickets out or something. I'd have to look after the break. But hopefully they can keep it up. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy.
The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Oh, hi! I guess we're back.
Hey!
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know for sure. There's numbers floating around on the chat here as to what Dynamite did last night, but I haven't got that confirmed, so we shall wait. But I will say that if you're on the chat and you've seen those numbers, that's a pretty good number. Pretty good number. I know some people were expecting it to be some gigantic 1 million, blah, blah. But I was not expecting that. I think that number, if that's the accurate number, I think that'd be good. But we'll have more on that later on today. Just go to WrestlingObserver.com. It'll be on the front page. WrestleNomics, wherever. So you can get the update there. And in an hour, I will be back here with Lance Storm. He watched the show, wants to talk about it, and everything else going on in wrestling. So that's coming up on a special Thursday edition of the show at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern. And then an hour and a half of AW Dynamite and NXT with Brian and Vinny show tonight. We got a lot to talk about from those two shows. And, yeah.
And for the Twitch people, I see that it is scheduled that Brian Rose is going to be doing a little F4W gaming with Final Fantasy VI coming up at 10 p.m. Eastern time tonight.
10 Eastern tonight? Check out Brian Rose playing a video game. I like that Brian Rose. He's a fine chap, is what he is.
Not a bloke?
He's a fine bloke, too, I guess.
All right.
But anyway, that's coming up tonight, and lots of other stuff to talk about, so we're going to wrap it up for today. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Mike, as always, callers and listeners over the studio. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.